Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is a special time for us, designed to allow us the opportunity to pray into God's promises for the entire earth and for the nations. Yes, His concern is that wide and that huge, and we are honored that we can participate in simply praying into His promises. So good morning and welcome to you. This is Thursday. It's May the 29th of in the year of our Lord, 2014. I trust that you had a wonderful night or brief season of rest, whatever time it is in your zone. In our zone, we're just starting our day, and this is the way we do it. We start by getting before the Lord, and we thank Him for keeping us through the night. So many things are going on while we are asleep that we don't know of, and it's probably a good thing that we don't. Otherwise, we might be troubled. But obviously, the Lord has brought us through and kept us through that period of rest, and I trust that you're feeling rested and recovered from the previous day, and I know I am, and I'm excited always about the time when we get together, such as we are right now. Today's focus is praying during times of trouble, and I was looking up the Word of God on the idea of what happens and how God instructs us concerning times of trouble. And it's amazing how many scriptures, how pervasive the topic of trouble is in the Word of God. And my attention was drawn to Psalms chapter 50, verse 14 to 16. And it instructs us. It's just three verses, but it says a lot. It says in verse 14 of Psalms chapter 50, it says, "Offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall honor and glorify me." But we always have to watch out for the but. It says, but to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant or pledge on your lips?" So this is saying that a few things. Well, actually three we can see right off. It says that we should offer to God sacrifices of thanksgiving. In other words, be thankful and pay your vows to the Most High. In other words, recognizing that He is the Most High God, and we've made pledges to the Lord. Let us keep the pledges while giving thanks. He says, "Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall honor and glorify me." So the outcome of giving thanks, paying our vows, that is that in the day of trouble, He says, "I will deliver you, and you shall honor me and glorify me." And then the scripture takes a turn and give a contrast to what happens with the righteous as opposed to the wicked. It says to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant or pledge on your lips?" So that the wicked doesn't have the same access and right as the righteous. Isn't it wonderful to be in right living? That's what righteousness is. And that's enabled by the Lord. And let us go to Him in prayer. Let us begin our session right before the throne. Let's move into the heavenlies. Dear God, we come before you today, recognizing your word speaks life to us. It instructs us in righteousness. It gives us the wisdom that we need for every and in every situation. Even when there are times of trouble that we can call on you, you've invited us to call on you in the day of trouble, and you've promised that you will deliver us, and we shall in turn honor and glorify you. Today we come before you with the admission that we're needy and we are helpless without you. So we come to your seat of authority in your place. We come before your throne and become as little children and lacking the sophistication of intellectuals and people of design. We come empty-handed, just presenting ourselves and our hearts before you, inviting your grace and your mercy. Pour those out on our lives like rain. We thank you, dear God, that at your throne, in your sanctuary, there is a place where we can leave our sins behind, where we can come forth boldly because we've come by the brazen altar and we have been touched by the blood of the sacrificial lamb, which is none other than your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the purifying agent that it is, and we ask and invite you to apply it to our inner man, making us whole, causing us to be seen from your perspective as righteous because of the covering that we have taken on, the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your cleansing. We thank you for your invite into your presence. And today, we see you as our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble or the time of need. We pray for all those today that are facing challenges that are overwhelming, that it spells trouble. And we pray today, even now, that you would stretch forth your hand of deliverance, your hand of salvation would reach and touch to the farthest corners of the earth, to those persons that are calling on you right now according to your word. And today is their day of trouble, and your promises that you will deliver. And so, Father, all of your people, all of those that will call upon you, that they will experience your deliverance today, and we shall honor and glorify you according to your promises and according to your word. So we thank you today for this opportunity that we have to come together with one mind, one spirit, as your people in your presence, fulfilling your heart's desire for this day, that we would begin with putting you first. Thank you for every member of our prayer team that is on right now and those that will be connecting with us later on today. Bless each and every one in a mighty way. And we say that trouble is not bigger than you, and we know that you are our God. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength and our ever-present help in the time of need. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. Once again, we do extend a hearty welcome to you and do thank you for being part of our prayer team today. Well, we have a few things that we're wanting to lift up before the Lord. Your lines are open, and you may interrupt me at any time to input a prayer report, praise report rather, or a prayer request. We're here for that purpose. But in the meantime, to keep our process here moving and to utilize the time that we have, I want to lay before you a praise report that I have, and I received a telephone call on yesterday from Shakita Davis to let me know that God is really answering her prayers. And I'm so pleased to see her reaction to what is happening in her life, and that she understands that it's nothing or no one else other than the Lord himself. And she loves the Lord, and she's a learner. And I say that because she really, really is learning. I can see the process of education and the things of the Lord occurring in her life. And she announced yesterday that she has two jobs, coming from a place where she had none. And she did get one within the last couple of weeks, and now she has another. The first one was kind of part-time, and now this one is a full-time job. So she was returning from the place of employment on yesterday and announced by calling me. So I was extremely pleased about that, knowing that you and I had prayed for her that she would receive unemployment. So now she has two jobs. Now she's trying to figure out, well, how do I juggle that? And so that was a little, elicited a chuckle from us as we thought about going from zero to now having a different kind of situation. We have to figure out the wisdom of what to do with these two employment opportunities. So we thank God for that. That's my praise report. At least that's one of them. I certainly couldn't go through all the list that's on my heart, but I thank God for that one. And I wanted you to know about it because you were part of it, praying in agreement with us for her. Now, she is a young lady in the Lord, young not just in age. She's about 26, and she is new in the Lord as well, in terms of just coming into an understanding of who he is, and we thank God for that. Now, if you have a praise report, now is a good time for you to share it with us as well, while we are jubilating and exalting about the goodness of the Lord and how he's meeting people at their place and point of need, being a refuge and a strength for us. So that's my praise report. I had asked or suggested that we begin to journal a list of those people that God is placing on our heart, such that we are willing to pray for them. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's powerful, because what it does, it keeps us right where God wants us to be at this point in time and season. And I believe in the season of your life, where you must be running the race with the idea of running it well and ending well. And there's going to be an end. Believe me, going to be an end. Just yesterday, we received the news of the passing of our wonderful sister and poet, and she is a wonderful woman of God, and as I believe she was a woman of God. I mean, she spoke the things that God is interested in, and she has done that for millions. And yesterday she passed, and I guess some of you know who I'm speaking about, and she's influenced my life with her writings, her poetry, and her sayings, and the one that is entitled "I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings," and the poem that says "Still I Rise," and very, very influential. But the point I'm making is, what a life she passed at 89. What a life. And just awesome. So all of our lives are designed to have impacts, and yours do too. And we may not be as great as this lady was, but in our simple way, with the simple opportunities we have, such as what we're doing right now, we can make the difference. So be careful to make a list of the people that God has placed on your heart as individuals that you are to pray for. That's how it comes. Right in your spirit, someone comes in, the name of a friend, a relative, a coworker, a neighbor, or someone that you just met casually, and you begin to pray for that person. That's the work of the Spirit. That's how it's done. And so I wanted to invite you to participate in God's plan and process. Pray for individuals. Your prayer must have targets. And that's how you see and learn the ways of God. I'm praying today for people that God have dropped right into my spirit by His Spirit. And there's nothing magical about it. It's just that if you're forward, or people forward, meaning you think about people, or you're open in love to what God is doing with people, then it comes. So today I want to ask you to join me. I'm praying for and this is the short list, believe me, I have a long list. This is the short one that will be will fit into our time that we have, along with yours. But I began to think of Pauline Robinson, and she is a member of our church family and a senior citizen, and someone who has, along with her husband, when he was here with us on the earth, he's now with the Lord, they served the Lord through our ministry tremendously. And she is, her family is grown, her children are adults, and of course, she's living without her husband, and that can be challenging, I'm sure. And so she came into my thoughts, and I'm inviting you to join me in prayer for her strength, for her health, for the growth and development, continued growth and development as she continues to serve the Lord. And then there is Deanna Powers, and she is part of our church family as well, a relative babe in the Lord, and we're praying that God would bring her through all of her times of trouble and produce wholeness and healing in her life, along with her husband, of course. And then there's Tammy, who is in recovery. We saw her just this weekend, and she is looking great. We can see that the work and cleansing of the power of the Spirit of God is ongoing in her being, and we thank God for her. So these are three people that I'd like to ask you to agree with me for their continued keeping and strength and growth and development in the Lord. Father, we thank you for these three that you've put on my heart and now on our hearts. We ask, O God, that you would, your grace would just continue to flow readily as from the throne that you occupy. There is a throne, and there is a river coming through that throne that makes glad the city of the heart of the people of God. And we thank you that our hearts are glad that we have this connection with you, that we can lift up others and intercede on their behalf. So we ask for strength and health for Pauline. We ask for strength, particularly in the spirit, for Deanna and for Tammy, as you bring them through each and every day. And this is a brand new one, and we pray today is a day of victory for them. So we thank you for these three, and that you would do what you intended to do by putting them on our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for their keeping. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a family that needs prayer, and I've actually been very pained about this family's situation right now, because they're newlyweds. When I say newlyweds, can't be more than 2 years. They were given premarital counseling. They were formally married or covenanted before God and man. How would I know that? I'm the one that gave them premarital counseling. I'm the one that performed at their wedding ceremony. And I still consider them to be a wonderful couple. But the covering of that family, they have two lovely children. The covering of that family is being pulmited and pulverized by the work of the adversary. And the covering, of course, is the husband, the father. And we pray right now, there on my heart, God has placed him on my heart, and I ask you to join me in prayer for Juther, Demita. Father's name is, or husband's name is Juther. Mother's name is Demita. And two innocent, lovely children, one of whom we presented to the Lord just within the last 2 months. I think it was back in April or somewhere like that. But to watch how the enemy will come in and try to disrupt what God is building, it saddens, because there's always pain involved. The enemy comes to do nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, we lift up this family. First, we lift up the husband. Father, we speak to the demonic forces that have come to influence his mind and to turn his covenant and his promise to his wife and family upside down, to weaken the legs of his resolve. We pray right now and speak strength so that he could stand. We ask that you would restore legs to this man, that he could stand and stand on behalf of his family to ward off the darts of the enemy, those fiery darts that come to bring about destruction. We pray right now that you would bring him to his senses, cause him to wake up out of this stupor imposed by the kingdom of darkness with the idea of destroying. We speak peace to his wife and to the children. to the extended family even now in the name of Jesus. And we decree that no weapon formed against that family shall prosper. No weapon formed that Jutha would repent and acknowledge you, humbling himself before you, and begin to make you the center of his life, and not himself, but make you the center. We ask that you would grant that your Holy Spirit would work on his spirit, on his heart, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we believe in you that there will be confession, there will be restoration, there will be salvation, making for a testimony that glorifies and honors you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for believing with us concerning that family. And that family is typical of many families that are experiencing similar attacks by the enemy to destroy, to steal, to kill. So if you know of anyone that, any family that's experiencing similar situations where covenants are in danger of being broken or already broken, well, apply that prayer and that petition to that family, believing God. That's the power we have and the authority that we have because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, your line is open. We're inviting you to lift up someone that God has placed on your heart. And if he hasn't placed anyone on your heart, well, ask him to do that. God wants us to live larger than ourselves. Well, I hear someone. Would you speak up? Your line is open. Well, I thought I did. Anyway, as I was saying, ask the Lord to begin to place people on your heart. Imagine what Jesus, our Savior, is doing right now. He is seated at the right hand of his Father, and he is making intercessions for us.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. On this Thursday
praise
morning.
The
praise,
yes,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for yet another day in the land of the living.
It's great,
I
isn't it?
I went to bed last night and did not get up this morning, and I thank God for his mercy and his grace. He promised us new mercies each day. We are not working on yesterday's mercy, but he has given us new mercies, and I thank him for that. I am asking for prayer. I have a prayer request and a praise report.
Okay.
On my job, the Holy Spirit been dealing with me about starting a prayer group on my job. For a while now, I've been asking God to show me, you know, how to go about doing it.
And, praise the Lord.
Yesterday morning, before the prayer line, to make a long story short, before the prayer line, I usually get up like an hour before and prepare myself and ask God what to pray for and who to pray for. And yesterday morning, the strangest thing happened. I asked him, I said, Lord, what to pray for and who to pray for? Ahijami said, when you go on your job, go to all my co-workers who have lost loved ones, because we had a few deaths within the couple of months. And he said, I want you to pray for each and every one of them. And then when you go on your job, go look for them and let them know I've not forgotten them and pray for them. And I'm like, what?
Mm.
So I said, okay. And I obeyed, and I was kind of adamant because we have some non-believers, and then we have some arrogant. But I did it. I went and
praise the Lord.
I went to each classroom and I explained to them what I'm doing, and every last one of them received it. So I have one lady, she lost her partner and her house in a fire in December, and I had asked for prayer for her.
Yes, I do recall
and
that.
Everyone just broke down, and they were so glad, Miss Christine, I needed, and it was so receptive. When I came back to my classroom, one of the ladies said, Miss Christine, you know what? I would go on the PA system and announce that Miss Christine want to pray for the whole school. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I said, what I want to do, and I had the opportunity to tell him what I want to do. It had been in my spirit for the longest while, but I didn't know how to bring it to you all, for us to start a prayer group in our classroom. He says, 5 minutes in the morning or during our break, we get together and have a prayer group. And they were like, yes, Miss Christine, I will. And I just thank God. That is my prayer report, and I am asking for prayer for me, because yesterday we have 15 classrooms. And when I finished, Pastor, I was drained.
Wow.
Because it took me the whole, like, from like 10 o'clock to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to get to everybody. And I was drained.
Mm.
Well,
so
praise the Lord.
I want prayer. I ask for prayer for me, for God to give me the wisdom how to go about starting this prayer group, and what, you know, how to go about doing it, and just give me the strength to, when I start, not to start and just stop, but to go do it every day diligently, and to help me to win souls, because I know this is going to be, it's going to do something to my co-workers, to the unsaved ones. It's going to make a mark on my job.
Well,
my director is an atheist. She do not believe in God. And I know when she hear about it, they're going to be some. She is an atheist, the director, the assistant director, and the office administrator. They do not believe in God.
Well, one of the things your obedience to the Lord will begin to do is to alter the atmosphere in the facility. That's something. And remember, we're understanding that there's a secular and there's a supernatural, and the first thing that prayer will do is alter the atmosphere. That's what you can expect to happen. Now, the enemy may oppose even that, but that's what you expect. You know, if nothing else happens, it's the altering of the atmosphere. And I saw that in my own experience in the past, where I ran, on my job at the time, I ran a Bible study every Wednesday, I think it was every Wednesday. I can't remember if it was every other Wednesday now. Been many, many, many years ago. And but I'll tell you what came out of that. I have been able to identify there are two people that I know that were saved as a result of that. And it altered my own life tremendously. So a lot of times we don't understand that to obey God will take us into adventures and territory that we never even knew existed or experienced.
Yes.
We have to live large, and that is when you're beginning to. Jesus lived large and continues to live large. And as I was saying earlier, he's sitting on the throne, not saying, well, praise God. Thank you, Father. I accomplished my mission and I'm done. I need my paycheck. You know, no, he is doing what he did here on earth. He's still praying, and he's praying for you and I. He's interceding. And what he is demonstrating, that prayer is not a ministry, it's a prayer life. Every believer is to be engaged in not just praying for your personal needs, but praying on the level that Jesus is praying for others, interceding that the nations would become, would submit to him. You know, the big agenda, not the little narrow agenda that's just about my heart and my wants. You know, that's a stage, that's a baby stage, but God wants us to be matured. So out of that Bible study, I know of one person who is an ordained minister right now. There's the other person I've lost track with, this other person. They called up and left the phone, left the message on my phone, just praising God about them having come to know the Lord and what our sessions did when we were having our Bible studies. So it's amazing. There are adventures waiting for you if you would dare to step out. And that's where we're going. God is taking us into deeper waters, so to speak, and so that we become the kings and priests. What does a priest do? The priests represent God to the people and represent the people to God. And we have to learn how to become priests. You don't become priests because you confess Christ automatically. It's a learning curve to that. So I'm glad to hear your willingness to respond and to step out of the boat, so to speak, the comfort zone, as it relates to, and you will see what happens with you and your environment because of what you're doing in obedience to the Lord. So we'll pray your strength right now, that you will have the wisdom and continued courage to go forth, and that you will hear the Lord with clarity.
Humble.
Exactly.
To keep me
precisely.
Humble.
And that is the key. That is the key. Just see yourself as a humble servant of God serving the people. You don't gain status. Sometimes we think, and that's why many of us don't do what God would have us do, because we think we got to be ordained or something. You know, the smallest person, the least person in the kingdom of God, in the house of God, in the body of Christ, is the greatest person in the world at large. You know, because of you, God is able to make a difference. It doesn't get better than that. Who do you know? You know the greatest person. You know the Creator. You know, that's beyond President Obama. That's beyond the greatest whatever. So we have to change our thinking. And that's a prayer of mine, too, that our minds would be renewed and we would be excited about what God is doing in the earth. Imagine God puts you there and trust you with all those unsaved people. No, our mindset, like a little kid, is we want we want God to put us in a place where everybody is a Christian. Or everybody, you know, no, it doesn't work like that. You're not needed there. You're needed where there's no salt, because you are salt. Ah, see. So praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Christine and what you are showing and speaking to her heart about how she can please you all day long, every day. Thank you for giving her a heart that's receptive and a heart that listens, a heart that's willing and courageous. Father, we thank you for the adventures that lay ahead of her, the joy that will be full for her, even as she humbly walks forward in the direction that you're pointing. And it's my prayer, Father, that anyone that's listening would take on the same mindset. What can be accomplished if we all would hear, listen, and obey? We thank you for Christine. We thank you for the employment that you've given to her. And we thank you, Lord, that she is seeing this more than a place where she receives a check. She's seeing your agenda, which is much larger. Thank you for the light, for the revelation. We pray that more of us would catch the revelation that you're so willing to impart to us. Open the eyes of our understanding that we may see according to your world. Give us, each of us, a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus. Help us. We want to know the inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us, Word, who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. So we thank you for Christine. Bless her, Lord. May she possess every place that her feet touches. May every word that you place in her heart that comes forth be accomplished according to your plan and purposes in the environment. May her employer be blessed. May that organization be blessed in a mighty way. They may not know how it comes about, but we know that where you are, there is fullness of joy, there is peace. And we thank you, Lord, that the work of the adversary is being pushed back. We thank you for each child that comes through that organization and that you're raising up a new generation of worshipers. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the favor that you've given to Christine. And we know that no weapon formed against her, against your plan, against your purposes, shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. And those of us that are employed, we may want to ask God, how does he want to use us in our place of employment? Because normally, how do we think? It's just a place I get a check. And that is true. It's a place you get a check, but it's bigger than that. It's much, much bigger than that. You remember when you prayed and asked God for that, for employment, and God brought you there? That was God's plan and purposes that you would be there.
Mm. Yes, and then sometimes there are so much people. They come to work smiling. Yesterday I discovered that when people come to work smiling, good morning, how are you? I'm good, how was your day? And they're hurting and going through. One lady, when I touched her, she just broke down crying. She said, "Miss Christine, I'm so glad you came, because I was like, I thank God so much that I obeyed, because I was like, what? You want me to go on? What? I pray for them. You tell me to pray for them. Now you want me to go and go to them? I was like, okay.
Yes.
I will do it. You know, who receive it, receive it, and who reject it. And I was glad that I did, because every last one of them was so glad, was so receiving, that I said, Lord, this is what I'm going to do every day. I'm going to go seek people, pray with them, and who receive it, you know, receive it, and just be a blessing on the job, even with just a blessed hug.
And watch the atmosphere. Watch the atmosphere shift to a better and more preferable atmosphere. Watch it shift as you continue to do what you're doing. You just do it boldly, and God will honor your efforts, and God will be before you. Favor will always be there, open doors, and grace and mercy will come down like rain. You know, it's just awesome. And imagine I had the same thing. You know, imagine if I did not obey, then God instructed me to start doing what we're doing right now. You know, I'm so glad. I know how you feel. I'm so glad I obeyed. You know, I had an option. I didn't have to obey.
To be truthful, I didn't want to do it, because I know these people on the job all day. But I'm so glad that I obeyed. And
Joshua, the Lord is saying, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Correct.
Thank you.
We are filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, and power is for use, and power is the ability to do work, not just so we say we have it. No, it's the ability to do some things. And so you continue to praise God and thank Him, because that's how God takes us from stage to stage, from faith to faith. So it's a new level of faith now that you're operating on.
Amen.
Not last year's level, not yesterday's level. You're moving on into another level. Well, praise God. Well, we can go on and fellowship like this for the rest of the day. I'm sure we can. I wouldn't mind, but of course, we must go down off of the mountain, and where we're seeing His glory, and we go down there in the valley and meet Amalek and defeat Amalek. Praise God. So we thank you for joining us as usual, and may God bless you so richly on today. I'm sure we have a benediction for you, if I can find it. It's not coming up. Well, may the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you in all his power and all his might. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
That's my
thank
own
you,
apostolic
Lord.
Benediction. Well, praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Lord. God bless everyone. Bless him victorious day,
yes.
Everyone.
Oh, Lord, in all his might. Hallelujah.
Keep on doing it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Make a list of people you're praying for. Get excited.
Thank you.